Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast, Two New Yorkers, A Thousand Opinions. I'm your host, Evelyn Calleja, and I'm joined by the witty, humorous, gentlemanly, delightful Pasquale Cardone.
Oh, my gosh. I hate to ask, but can you repeat that? But no, I will see you later.
Witty, humorous, gentlemanly, delightful. He's a delight.
Whoa, thank you so much. That's a mouthful.
And you're such a supportive friend. I could never do this without you. That's how it is.
I am loving doing this with you.
Yeah, we're having fun, right?
I'm enjoying it immensely. So I'm very happy that I am your co-host. Thank you.
Yay. Okay.
All right, moving on. All right.
Moving on. So this is episode 13 of this year of 2023.
And it's for Wednesday, March 29th.
Yes.
I can't believe the end of the March, but I'm happy.
I know. It's like flying by.
April's coming, and for us here in the Northeast, it's springtime.
Oh my God, tell me about it. We were just in Boston. We were freezing. I mean, freezing.
How many days did you go?
I want to say 4 days. We were there for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 5 days.
Oh my, how nice. But I didn't realize it was freezing weather up there.
Oh my God, it was so cold.
Well, you have your winter coats. You didn't throw
them away. Yeah, we had our, of course. Yeah. But you know, our blood is so thin already.
Yes.
No, like we're used to being in Florida.
Right. So you get colder faster.
Yeah. Oh, God. I couldn't even believe it.
Wow. But they say that if you drink alcohol, that helps keep you warm.
Well, I'm still under this thing, so I'm really not drinking.
Did you have anything?
Yeah, I had beers. We went, kind of pub crawling.
All right. But nothing that you don't remember.
No, I didn't do that at all. Those days are over.
All right. At least for now.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see. We have a few trips coming up. So there's still time.
Right. Tomorrow's another day.
Tomorrow is another day.
So you're gonna be home now for a while or what? This is gonna be March 29th.
Well, yeah. It's at the end of April we go back up to New York for my birthday. We're gonna be there a few days.
Good. Yay.
That's gonna be fun and we'll see you.
Yes.
And you're coming to the city to stay in the
I know. We should record there.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to.
I'll bring my machine. Okay, cool.
Bring your machine.
My laptop, I mean.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I know.
Or a Google machine, if that's all you use it for. Yeah.
No, that'll be like in a month. I think it's the 29th that I'm coming down to spend the night.
Yes,
April 29th. And this is going to be March 29th. It's airing.
My birthday is the 30th. So. Perfect. The next day we'll have a little something.
Nice.
And I'm hoping to be in touch with a few friends for them to join us.
Oh, that'll be lovely. That'll be lovely. Well, should we talk about what the 29th of March is?
Yes. How many days are there?
There are four. But this is one that's very near and dear to our hearts. It's National Vietnam Day.
Oh.
It's March 29th is Combat and Support Withdrew from Vietnam. So that's.
Oh, I have to tell Eric.
Definitely. Was he there at the end or the beginning?
Yeah, yeah.
Or the end?
He came back, I want to say 1969.
Oh, okay. Well, it ended in 1973.
Oh, yeah. So not at the end, towards the beginning, I guess.
Okay. All right. Well, thank God he got home safe and sound.
But when was the fall of Saigon?
I don't know. I was so young then.
Yeah. I don't know when that was, but anyway.
That'll have to be a Google question for Evelyn.
Oh,
all right. The next
one. I have to look that up.
This is cute. I don't know if you ever had one of these. It's a National Little Red Wagon Day. No? Remember those red wagons, the fly?
Yeah, I never had that.
I don't remember ever having one of those. I don't know. I never had one.
But what does that day mark?
Yeah, it's been around almost 100 years. It's the last Wednesday in March, they said. I don't know.
Why do we have to celebrate that? I'm just saying. I mean, who cares about a red wagon?
I know, but they're, it's a national landmark.
They're making stuff up. This is crazy. All right.
They bought the day. What can I say? All right, the next one is Oh, I'm going to love this one. It's National Lemon Chiffon Cake Day.
You know, I love a lemon chiffon.
You like lime or lemon? Is it
I love
lime?
lemon.
Yeah. Okay. I like it too. I love that one. This one is dear to my heart because my parents had one of these and my grandparents. National Mom and Pop Business Day.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. So shop on the 29th at a little store that belongs to a, you know, mom and pop.
Yeah, and support your local town.
Yeah. I mean, I was
in always good to do that.
I was in Westport, and when I first moved up here in the 80s, it was always little shops around. But now it's all big name stores. You know, a lot of these little towns, they can't survive mom and pops. And so now you have all these, it's sad.
When I lived in Manhattan, I tried to shop local.
It helps these little people, really does.
Yeah.
I try to pay cash because, you know, with that with the credit cards, you get, they lose 3%, but it is what it is. So those are the few things that are on for Wednesday.
So we're going to party like crazy.
Have a pie, a chiffon pie, and thank Eric for his time in the service.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Rhode.
Thank you, Mr. Rhode.
Thank you for your service.
Very kind.
Helping us keep free and safe.
So, do you want to go?
I have a Sandra wisdom. Let's do it early so people could
contemplate what it is.
You know, yeah. Not like us. She might have to do an explanation on things.
All right.
Okay. Our Sandra wisdom for today is don't talk yourself out of trying new things. You never know the outcome.
You know, I like that one. I didn't have to hear it twice.
Should I say it twice anyway? Just for
do it, because this one I really listen to.
Don't talk. I know. Don't talk yourself out of trying new things. You never know the outcome.
You know,
good one.
That's kind of like what I feel in my life now. You know, being single, it's like you have to just go out there. You never know who you're going to meet. Give it a shot. If you don't like it, go have an ice cream.
As your friend, and you know how much I love you.
Yes, I'm.
You do tend to talk yourself out of stuff.
About going out?
I don't know. I don't know if just necessarily going out.
You mean with people, like one person in particular?
Yes.
Oh, my love life.
His name shall not be mentioned.
My love life. Yes. Well, you know, that's a separate story.
But that is.
Going out
and it's none of my business. He's giving me, hey, listeners, he's giving me the hairy eyebrow. You know what I mean?
Can't give you the hairy forehead. I have no hair.
Well, your eyebrows have hair.
This is true. Thank goodness. At least I have that.
I was thinking about a saying in Puerto Rico. When I was living there, I wasn't dating him when I was living there. I was dating him when I was there visiting my parents. I met one of his friends. He was a cop. My father's friends, although he was a young guy, he was my age. At the time, I was in my 30s. I'm not the old altacaca that I am now.
No, you're pretty altacaca.
Yeah. Stop the show. No. So he used to say something like, you know, me está mirando con ojos de pescado frisado, which means you're looking at me with the eyes of a frozen fish. Isn't that funny?
Oh my.
You know, like kind of like with suspicion.
Oh, okay. I never heard that expression though, with the eyes of a frozen fish.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
He used to say it all the time. I don't know, maybe it was the only thing he knew.
Well, that's still a nice one. I like that.
And this was before Eric, of course, so.
Yes, no, you don't double dip.
So we were just in Boston for a few days.
Congratulations. And what was the reason for the trip?
Well, we had these points for the Marriott Vacation Club that I was going to lose.
Right.
So we were looking around, like, where should we go? We also have a week in Orlando that we really don't even want to go to, but we're going to this resort in Orlando to use some of those points.
But you can drive there at least.
Yeah, it's 90 minutes away. So anyway, we're looking around. So Eric is saying, so he says something like, let's go to Boston. I said, oh, we could see Jordan and Brittany.
Oh, perfect.
We have friends that they don't live in Boston proper. They live just outside. I forgot the name of the town. I think it's called Lowell.
Oh, Lowell, Massachusetts. Sure.
Is there such a place? So that's where
Lowell,
they live.
Massachusetts. Yep, definitely.
So we were, excuse me, we were able to see them. We had dinner on Friday night
Oh, nice.
at a place called the Chart House. It was fabulous.
Just the four of you?
Yes, Sandra and Dustin joined. There were six of us.
Oh.
Sandra, the niece Sandra, and her
Very
hubby Dustin joined us on this trip. We had a lot of fun.
Oh,
They're
good.
so much fun to travel with those two.
Yes, I've heard many times.
Yeah, I don't want to rub it in, but they're, Dustin is my favorite. I'm looking right at
Oh,
you
there
and
was
saying,
silence
you're
there.
one of my favorites too.
One
Well,
of them.
he's
Oh
my
my God, I got
favorite
smoked.
nephew-in-law.
Okay. All
And
right.
you're my favorite co-host. You're my favorite friend.
All right. Well, don't say friend because then everybody else is going to get up in arms. So six
Yeah, that's
co-hosts.
right.
I would say it's like my favorite cousin in like New Canaan or in Long Island. You have to pinpoint
Yeah, you
where
have to say
favorite.
who it is.
You're my favorite in that particular city. Even that could be a trouble one. Well, no, I'm glad you all had a nice time. I really
Yeah,
am.
we did. We had a great time. It was nice seeing Jordan and Brittany. They came into the city
Good.
for us, which was nice.
Yeah, definitely.
That night was freezing cold. Thank God the restaurant was right by our hotel, and we stayed at a Marriott Vacation Club Pulse called the Common. What was it called? The Customs House. It was gorgeous. The rooms were great. The views were of the bay. Fantastic.
Oh
Is that
my.
the bay out there? Maybe it's the ocean. I don't know.
I don't know.
But it was wonderful.
Oh, good. I'm glad you had a good time. Good hotel. That makes it all
Yeah,
worthwhile.
it makes it worthwhile, right?
Good.
So we
Well,
had, and anyway, so we met with the people in the Marriott Vacation Club. And with chit chatting, and I told them about this podcast. And they, both of the people, her name's Sarah and Ben Sheck. Sarah, I forgot her name.
hey, Sarah and Ben.
Sarah.
Thanks for taking care of Evelyn and Eric. That was so nice of
We
you.
had so much fun. It was a hoot.
Oh, good.
Palladino, her name is.
Sarah
Sarah
Palladino.
Palladino
Nice
and
Italian.
Ben Sheck. They're from the sales office there at the Custom House. We had a
Good.
ball with them. They're very funny. And
Nice.
hopefully they'll be loyal listeners. No
Nice.
pressure.
None at all. Well, that's nice. It's always nice to meet new friends, make new friends.
Yeah. Let's hope it's not like Algeria that dropped us.
I know. Hey, don't get me started with them.
I know. I keep wondering, did we ever say anything to insult them?
I
'Cause they're
don't know.
ghosting us.
I mean, I've tried listening to some of the podcasts when you've talked about them, and I haven't heard anything derogatory that you've said.
Me talk about them?
Just said it, me.
So I sent you the text from Lisa Gossip.
Yes.
Do you want to say anything about that? Did you study this? All right, I'll read it. Oy vey. I got a new one. Okay, time for Lisa Gossip. She's so adorable. Suggested topics for Two New Yorkers, A Thousand Opinions, March 29th. Not much happening this week that would be exciting to our demographic, but here is one item. Forbes shared this information in a Friday update on March 24th, revealing that Jay-Z's wealth currently sits at 2.5 billion. That's a billion with a B. He has almost doubled his net worth since last year. Can you imagine? When it stood at 1.4 billion. So in 1 year, he went from 1.4 to 2.5. But once you get 1 billion, isn't it easy to make the second billion?
I know, but I want to know, do they go to the cash machine and get $100 out?
Who knows? They have people to do that, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I can't see them standing online to do that.
No, I can't either. It goes on to say the Brooklyn rapper is currently the 1,203rd wealthiest person on the planet. Wow. He made a big business move in February 2023. He sold his 50% stake in D apostrophe U S S E, pronounced Duse, to its parent company, Bacardi, for $750 million. Douce is a brand of cognac made at the Chateau de Cognac in Cognac, Nouvelle Aquitaine, France. It is a subsidiary of Bacardi.
We got to sell something.
I know. Should I continue?
No, I'm good.
Are you done with Jay-Z's billion?
You asked.
Well,
I'm
that
good.
Was our Lisa Gossip reporting from beautiful Mount Horeb, Wisconsin.
Can I ask you what is going on in Florida? Your home state? Did you hear the latest?
Well, I'm sure I know. So tell me what it is.
David, the Statue of David that was done by Michelangelo. Three people complained about it being pornographic. Well, one.
What?
Yeah. Supposedly in the sixth grade in some school down there in Tallahassee, they have to send a letter home telling the parents what they're going to be teaching, if there's anything questionable. And so for whatever reason, two people complained that they didn't get the notification about seeing a statue of David naked. And one of the family said it was pornographic.
You know, people are so freaking stupid. Don't get me started. This is my pet peeve with this kind of closed-mindedness. It's art. How many hundreds of years is this statue?
Thank you. I saw
it when I was in Florence.
Me too. I've seen it before.
It's beautiful.
Blows me away that, for first of all, sixth graders, you know, they're not kindergarten kids. Some of these kids are very, they've been around the block, I would have to say. Sixth grade kids, it's terrible. They're no more children anymore.
No.
And for the parents to say,
you know, how stupid and
narrow-minded.
But it's a naked body. Actually, I guess people are so uptight. You can't look at a naked penis.
Right. But it was done it was tastefully done. It's just a statue. Nothing was moving on it. You know what I mean? Nothing.
No, there's nothing pornographic about it.
But it's amazing. And the principal, she lost her job about it.
No.
Three people. But it seems Italy invited her over there. So she's thinking about going. But I thought how ignorant some people are. Really.
They're ignorant, exactly.
The sad part.
And I feel bad for the kids of those people. They'll never have open minds to explore.
Well,
don't get me started with Florida is really like a freaking, what do they call that? Sorry, I lost the word. Like a Nazi state already.
Well, the thing is,
this idiot who's a governor. Don't get me. We're not supposed to do any
politics. But the thing is, these kids are going to grow up now thinking that it's a horrible thing to look at, like the naked body, or you know what I mean. That art, they're going to just brainwash
them. And they're going to traumatize them, or worse.
It's just
if somebody's a little bit psychopathic, you know, this really will work in that brain of theirs.
Yeah, I know. I agree. All right. Well, that's your state.
That's my state. I live here under protest.
I know.
My poor husband. I'm always saying, should we sell the house? Every time something like this happens in the news, I don't know if you know that this idiot is thinking of doing this gun law.
No, I haven't heard.
That you could carry, it. Everybody could open carry. Yes, in the world, in this whole Florida. You know how crazy some of these old people are?
But, you know, there are going to be some massive shootings just walking around the street. You know what I mean?
Well, like, you know, like gunfight at OK Corral.
Yeah, I mean, over a parking spot or whatever. You know what I mean? It's going to shoot you dead.
Well, some years ago, and I don't remember what town here in Florida, in a movie theater, a guy shot another man for taking a phone call. It was during the previews. And he was an old man who was a retired policeman who had a gun. And he turned around and he shot this young father. And he was talking to the babysitter.
Wow.
Shot him dead, honey.
Oh, he shot him dead? Oh, I didn't remember that
part. Shot him
oh,
dead. He's what dead.
He's dead.
What because old some man? Old coot wow. got a bug up his behind.
Oh, my God. I mean, personally, I like to stay home and watch a movie because sometimes it's just easier that way. You don't have people chomping on their popcorn and everything. But you don't do that. You know, say something like, hey, you're going to be on the phone long or, you know, something. But I just
I turn around and tell people to be quiet.
Yeah.
I have done that in a theater.
Evil eye.
Well, I turn around and go, shh. Yes, and now I can't go to the movie anymore because I want a shot.
I just saw a movie, The Lost King.
Oh, was that good?
It was very good. It's a true story that the woman found King Arthur, King Richard. And it was very interesting, I have to say.
But who's in that?
Nobody. Yeah, I mean, somebody. She's somebody, but I couldn't give you her name. I don't remember. It wasn't like a real top-of-the-line name. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. It wasn't like... You know,
yeah, it wasn't like Madonna. Or, no, she's a singer. Or
Brad
Lady
Pitt,
Yeah, right. But it was good. I did enjoy it. But there weren't a lot of people in it, in the theater, you know, so that was nice.
Well, I saw a beautiful movie on the plane coming home.
What'd you see?
With Idris Elba, you know, oh my God, and Tilda Swinton called 3,000 Years of Loneliness. Oh, what was it? Oh, it was such a beautiful film. I'd never heard of it.
And is it an older movie or recent?
No, recent. I think it was called 3,000 Years of Longing. Of Longing.
Of long. Is it a lady movie? Or Longing?
No. Well, I don't know if you would call it it's gorgeous.
All right,
the photography. Idris Elba plays a djinn. You know, a genie?
Right.
A djinn with a D.
Ooh. I'm going to have to see if it's on Netflix because that's the only one I have. If it's not there, I'll have to go and go on a plane. So we'll see.
No, I bet you it's streaming somewhere.
Well, I don't have everywhere. I just have Hulu.
But let me see. Oh, Prime.
No, don't have it. All right. I'll wait a few years. It'll come on Netflix. It'll be there soon enough.
It was adapted from the book The Djinn in the Nightingale's Eye.
Mm.
Was so beautiful. Beautifully done. I was tearing up. And they both were so excellent in it, both of them. Idris Elba and Tilda Swinton.
Well, I wrote it down, so I'll see if it's on. If not, I'll put it on eventually.
I wrote down The Lost King. Where did you see The Lost King? Was it Netflix?
No, in a real movie theater. That's what I mean. It was like in the real theater. But there weren't a lot of people. It was Sunday at 2 o'clock. So it was a perfect time to go and see it.
Yeah, you're smart.
Yeah, it was an afternoon matinee. Actually, it was 12:45. I got out by 3, came home, did laundry. Perfect. Bing, boom. But I have a question. I have an Evelyn Google question.
Oh, here we go.
Can you tell me if you think this is considered a sandwich? A hot dog. Is a hot dog considered a sandwich?
Well, I think technically it is because there's two pieces of bread. I mean, there's a piece of bread enveloping the meat.
And that's the definition of a sandwich? Meat.
I believe a sandwich is meat between two pieces of bread.
Bonk, bonk, bonk. Congratulations, you did it right.
You didn't stump me. It was right. Evelyn Google was correct.
A sandwich is meat between two slices of bread. A hot dog is a sandwich. I never would have thought that, though, ordering it. I want a sandwich of a hot dog. You know, like a hot dog sandwich.
Yeah, I would. It's something in your brain is saying, that's not a sandwich. Because to you, a sandwich is like ham and cheese on two slices of bread or on a roll or my favorite. Or salami, Genoa salami and provolone on a roll.
Oh, don't get me started. Hey, I'm hungry now.
I know. Let's go have a sandwich.
But yeah, so you got that one right. Congratulations. You win a penny.
Oof. There's fireworks going off. See?
Yeah.
You can't get me.
No, my pretty, I cannot get you.
Well, you know, the thing is that you're all over Facebook. Tell the people all the stuff you're doing with the commerce people.
Oh, the Chamber of Commerce. We just had a Taste of Stamford last Thursday, which was fabulous. Some of the restaurants, they just donated their food and time. And, you know, you walk around and you just try everything, sample it.
And wow.
Brazilian, because, you know, I'm off Brazilian. I will not eat Brazilian food.
I know, I'm boycotting anything Brazil as well.
However, I walked to their booth and darn, dang, nagget, whatever you say, it was so good. The steak was fabulous. I'm like, oh. And I'll have to go back. Not go back. I'll have to go to it for the first time. But it was a delicious.
All right. Much meal. To your chagrin.
Yes. I will have to try it. But it was good. So yeah, no, I try to do what I can around town.
Well, we all think, you have friends like me that think you should be the mayor of Stamford. You should run for office.
I know. I'm thinking of that. Anytime that, you know, somebody wants me to take a stupid photo, I said, no, I'm going to be mayor one day. I can't, you know, have myself in a
Don't be doing that. You can't have any scandals attached to you.
Thank you. Leave my shirt open. Up, not open.
Uh-oh. See what I'm saying?
Freudian slip.
Already you're going to scandalize your...
Well, bad publicity is still good publicity. So now listen, when you come to New York next month, are you and Eric going to see a Broadway show?
Well, we hadn't planned, but you know, I was wanting to see Some Like It Hot.
Okay.
Why? What are your thoughts?
No, because they're closing shows left and right. There's like so far 16 shows have been closing this
really?
Yeah. And Phantom of the Opera, it's about 40 years.
I saw that 3 times.
I know, but it's such a great show. 35
years.
Yeah,
I don't think I'd see it again. That's not Eric's kind of thing.
No,
you've loved someone. Yeah.
But it's sad. It's closing.
It is very sad after all those years.
But there's a lot of shows that they're saying Music Man closed, and a lot of them are closing. Take Me
Home. Oh, Music Man is closing? Yeah. It just opened.
Yeah, it's closed. I think it already closed.
Boy, man.
So
sad. I'll have to see. I wasn't sure if I should get tickets. Or I should, you know, go to TKTS.
But then you don't know what you're going to get. But then again, if you haven't been in a while, see what you want. It doesn't matter.
Would you be interested in going?
Yeah, let's see what happens. I mean, I don't mind. It'll be a lot
of fun. All right, maybe I'll do something here and at least acquire some tickets. Like Some Like It Hot. Would you be interested?
I would love to see that one, yeah. But, you know, the tickets are getting astronomically ridiculous.
I know, that's why I was not wanting to do that.
I had wanted to see Funny Girl with Lea Michele in it, or what's her name, from Glee.
Oh, yeah.
$400 tickets. I'm like, oh, honey, I'll just watch reruns of the Glee when you see it. I'm not doing that. Whatever happened to like $100 tickets, $150?
It's really something. You can't go to the theater anymore.
No.
It's $1,000 night between dinner and,
It's just, it's astronomical. It really is. That's why you got to stick to the half price tickets at least. But even then, it's still like $200.
But I don't like to stand on, like you said, I don't like standing on lines. Plus, you don't know what you're going to get.
Right. If you don't mind just seeing something, go for it.
Nah, I'm a little bit more particular.
Well, but you don't live nearby. So for you coming in, you get it.
Well, listen, you know, the local theaters here, I think the Strass Theater, they have, you know, the road shows.
Right.
They're expensive.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Nothing's almost Broadway.
Right. No, I know. Nothing is cheap. It's
nothing's
sad.
Cheap anymore. What the hell happened?
Do you remember the movie Rocky Horror Show?
Yes.
I just saw that in an off-Broadway here in Connecticut.
Really?
I was the first row. It's a small theater, maybe like 100 seats. So, but it was $70 for the ticket. And I'm like, I don't care. I want to see Rocky Horror Show. I love it. And it was adorable.
Were really, the people great?
They were really very good, I have to say. Because, you know, I knew the whole, you know, the storyline.
Of course,
so many times. But it was really very good. But that was $70. You know, usually $25 for a little whole boat, you know, a little thing like that. But no.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, anyway, so it ain't cheap.
Nothing.
So we're almost done.
Yeah.
So any last thoughts?
No, just have a good week.
Easter is coming up for you. Are you planning anything?
No, That's going to be in 2 weeks. Next week is Palm Sunday. But no, I'm probably going to be with the family.
Okay, good.
I guess, you know, we haven't all decided yet what we're doing. We have to see. What about you guys? You going to be home?
We're going to be home. We don't celebrate, you know, right. Needless to say.
Yeah. No, you like lamb? Usually we have lamb on Easter.
I do. I love lamb.
Yeah. Make a little lamb. Nice.
I should make a little lamb. That is a good idea.
Yeah. So that'll be nice. Anyway. All right. Listen, everybody. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you for listening.
Thank y'all. Ciao, y'all. Till next time.
Thanks. Love you, Evan.
Love you, Pasquale. Mwah.
Mwah.
See y'all.
Ciao, ciao.